Shilabhaktivedanta Bhagavan Goswami Maharaj speaking in Delhi, Janakpuri Math, Raman Bihari Gaudiya Math, today evening, 17th of May 2021. We're speaking and recording from a Facebook lecture. So Srila Maharaj is offering his obeisances to his Srila Gurudev Bhaktivedanta Bhaman Goswami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Nayan Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Rakshak Srila Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Pramodpuri Goswami Maharaj, Ramchandra Prabhu, Shanta Maharaj who are present there, and all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. Today is a very auspicious day. Today is the appearance day of Shankaracharya. Yesterday I also spoke something on him. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma has written on Shankaracharya and great celebration of all the Vaishnavas, the best is Lord Shiva. That Shiva in this Kali Yuga has appeared as a Shankaracharya by the desire of the Lord to fulfill his instructions and to destroy Mayavad impersonal. Not destroy, sorry, to promote Mayavad. Shankaracharya is actually directly Lord Shankar. This Mayavad is called Prachannavad, Prachannabodhavad. The Buddhist philosophy was propagated before. It's called Sunyavad, promoting that everything has come from nothing and everything will go back into nothing. But Shankaracharya came and progressed this philosophy a bit further, saying that everything emanated from Brahma. And this aphorism, Eka Brahma Dvitiya Nashti, everything is Brahma, everything else is nil. This he propagated. Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, he established Gyan in Vairaga, Shankaracharya. But not knowing his heart, those people who followed him, they misinterpreted his teachings. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely explains this in Jiva Dharma and clearly explained. Bodhavad is Sunyavad, saying that Buddhists believe in Sunyavad, nihilism. It is written about Brahma. It is written. Everything that is in this material world, it's come from Brahma. And from Brahma, everything has come. And nourished and is annihilated. It is written in the Upanishads. That's why in Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is written. he's written that the main meaning of Brahma is Bhagavan. To realize the Shastras, you need two considerations, Mukha Artha and Gona Artha. So what is the main understanding? And the which meaning, what is the main meaning of Brahma, that it means Bhagavan. And also it can mean Mukti. The word Brahma has come from this aphorism, that which is great, or that which promotes the great. This material world has come from Brahma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized the inner heart of Shankaracharya, and his main reason was to promote bhakti in this world. But general people did not know this. They took the a qualitative meaning of the word Brahma, and taking this consideration, they established impersonalism. For this reason, Shankaracharya, he followed the path of Gyan and Vairagya. Shankaracharya followed the path of Gyan and Vairagya. He said this was necessary. Gyan and Vairagya are not the limbs of bhakti. But if you perform bhakti, Gyan and Vairagya come automatically. In the way that when a great person, great personality walks, his followers walk behind him. So this Gyan and Vairagya follow bhakti in the same way that when it is announced, oh, Maharaj has entered. This means that not only Maharaj has come, but also with the Maharaja, all his associates are coming with him. Who comes with the king? His servants. Those who carry his umbrella, his staff. In the same way, when Bhakti Devi manifests and comes, appears, then Gyan and Vairagya come along spontaneously. What is the quality of bhakti? This is one of the qualities of bhakti, that Gyan and Vairagya, knowledge and renunciation, come simultaneously. In the second chapter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur presents this glorification of Shankaracharya. But those people who do not consider these properly, it is their fault, and it is not Shankaracharya's fault. It is also said that if you listen to Mayavad, then our intelligence will be ruined, and our heart will become as hard as thunderbolts. But Mayavad says, I am Brahma, aham brahmasmi. But what is the main meaning of that is that I am of the quality of Brahma. We should take this consideration. Not that I am Brahma. If you establish yourself that you are Brahma, then this is wrong. But the main essential meaning is that we are of the quality of Brahma. There is very subtle difference. Why did Shankaracharya illusion others? This is elucidated in the conversation between Parvati and Lord Shiva. Parvati says to Lord Shiva, you know that the jivas are the part and parcel of the Lord. But now, why are you promoting this idea that the jiva is Brahma? And Shiva Jeeves replied, this is not my fault. The Lord, Sri Hari himself, he gave me instruction. O Shankar, go into the material world and promote impersonalism. Aham Brahmasmi. Not to the devotees, but to the demons, to illusion them that I am Brahma, that I am God. Then if they think like this, they will stay far from me. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said four types of person do not worship me. Asura. The asuras will stay far from me. Those who preach against me, they will continue in the cycle of repeated birth and death and go to hell. In this way, Lord Shiva replied to Parvati Devi, it's not my fault. The jiva can never be Brahma. Because we know the meaning of the word Brahma. Brihad means great. There is no equal to him. Where it is written, Brahma in the scriptures, where it is said that he is impersonal, nirvishesh. Again, in the same scriptures, the potency of the Lord has been elucidated. Clearly, Brahma has innumerable energies. Vishnu Bhakti Parabhata. There are two types of shaktis. Para shakti means the higher potency, chit shakti, and maya shakti, apara shakti, jar shakti, gross. The jeev is called Vivinansa, potency of the Lord. Vivinansa and Swamsa. Swamsa is the direct incarnations of the Lord. Where it is said about the Vivinansa, Shakti, this refers to the jivas. This has been very nicely explained. Shankaracharya, in a summary form, having taken sannyas, he travelled all over the land of Bharat, India, and came to South India, to Kumara Bhatta, to one very great pundit, and won over his considerations. His wife, she was very learned. You've only attained 50% victory over my husband. I am his other half. You have not conquered over me. I am his half. You have to defeat me. Then you will be considered having conquered over my husband. Shankaracharya agreed. Which Sasha, do you want to discuss with me? Which Shastra? She said, Kam Shastra. Kam Shastra is also written by Vyasadev. I am a sannyasi. How can I discuss these topics with a woman? I am brahmachari from birth. I have no knowledge of this Shashwakam, actual knowledge realization, then you have to admit yourself as defeated. Shankaracharya said, no, give me 2 months. Shankaracharya, what he did? By his yogic mystical power, he transferred his subtle body. He's telling his disciples, as long as I'm leaving my material body here, you look after it. And by his yogic mystic power, he left his material body into his subtle body and entered the body of a deceased king, just about to die. That king was going to be cremated at that point. Then Shankaracharya entered into that body just before he was going to be burnt. And the king came to life. Everywhere it was announced that the king was alive. With associating with the king's wife, the queen, he learnt all the aspects of Karma Shastra, and then came out of the king's body and then entered into his own body. And then argued with the king, the wife of the pandit, and conquered over her. And she took Kumari Bhatt's wife. He gave initiation. Shankaracharya's views. What are the essence of that? He spoke on and he wrote Shankara Bhashya, a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, known as Saririk Bhasha. Shankara Bhashya, Saririki Bhashya. And he established this Mayavad philosophy. He defeated many pandits. They were, his disciples were not ordinary either. Then Kumaril Bhatt, he won over, gave Diksha Mantra and Sannyas to that South Indian pandit, Padmapad, such names, and how they were. They were great yogis, kings of yogis. By the yogic mystery, they could walk on water. Wherever he stepped on the water, they would manifest lotus flowers. So his name was Padmapad. Great learned scholars, great pundits. Gurudev used to explain the importance of Shankaracharya. We should glorify his qualities. Once he spoke on Vedanta Sutra in front of many great yogis, Hastamal. Even walls used to start to walk by his touch. They had such, that's why his name was called Hasta. Hasta meaning hand, Hastamal. They had sage great yogic mystic powers. Such great personalities. He, Shankaracharya, defeated. Not ordinary person. Once Shankaracharya was speaking of Vedanta Sutra in the assembly of these disciples, speaking on Sharirik Bhasha. Bhasya. Next then he spoke. And what did I speak yesterday? The disciples could not speak. Shankara then said, called Giri. He had one servant called by the name Giri. The disciples thought, oh, he's an ordinary servant. He just cleans, washes cloth and cooks. When Giri comes, he will speak. And he spoke what he spoke yesterday. Giri was able to repeat. Shankaracharya, he showed. He showed mercy on his disciple who did not know any Sanskrit. He eloquently spoke Sanskrit. All the disciples were amazed. Even Hastama Padma Pad. And they said to their Gurudev, how is possible this simple servant of yours who was cooking and cleaning clothes, because this is the fruits of non-duplicitous service. And one who does this, naturally he gets this type of mercy, blessing. If one serves Sri Guru without duplicity, he will have this fruit. It may take time, but it's certainly guaranteed. Everything is available to that such a person. There are many wonderful pastimes of Shankaracharya. How Shankaracharya preached. He preached impersonalism, Mayavad. When he reached Navadvipa Dham, in Navadvipa Mahatmya, the book Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes that when he reached Navadvipa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, this is my eternal abode. Don't preach here. And then he left that place. He did not please and preach in Navadvipa Dham, impersonalism. Shankar in one form, on the other side of Ganga, Shankarpur in Navadvipa, Nidia Ghat on the other side, Rudradeep. Shivji, in the form of Shankar, resides there. And residing there, chants Gaura's name in Rudradeep. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the glories of Rudradeep. He chants the names of Gaura. Shivji is very merciful. He does not stop the jivas. But no, he does not. There's one pastime. Shivji had two disciples, in according to Vishnu Purana. One Ravan, Janak Maharaj. This is the pastimes of Parshuram in Vishnu Purana. It is written Parshuram 21 times destroyed the Kshatriya dynasty, and the earth was barren of Kshatriyas, because at that time the Kshatriyas were rascals. By not once but 21 times. And again, he decided to perform austerities. He then went to Lord Shiva, Gurudev. I have your bow. Who should I give it to? Shivji said, Parshuram, this bow of mine, I do not wish to take back. You can give it to two persons, two of my great disciples. You consider who you want to give to. It's not just any disciple, but those who you think are qualified. You say, okay, who are they? One is Ravan and Janak, Raja Janak. Siradhaj Janak. Janak is his title. There are many Janaks, but Sitaji's father, Siradhaj Janak. So, Parshuram, he went to Ravan. Oh, Ravan, I have this bow given by Lord Shiva. I want to give to you. Ravan said, I am very happy to receive it, but I have seen your qualities from a distance, and you have troubled many saintly persons and wanted to collect tax from them, so you are not qualified to have this bow. Directly Parshuram said, I've seen your qualities from afar, if I give you this bow, you will misuse it. So it is written in Shastras, so what should you give a person? If you give charity to a person, you give it to a qualified person. Otherwise, they will misuse it. And it will be a destructive cause. In Vishnu Purana, it has been written very nicely. This Parshuram, he captured Ravan. Sasur Arjun, the pastimes. Shankaracharya. Parshuram went into the and liberated Sarshashu. I am indebted, Ravan said to Parshuram, I am indebted to you for releasing. So that bow Parshuram gave to Siradhaj Janak. Who is recognized as self-satisfied. This Shiva is not an ordinary personality. He fulfilled all of the Lord's desires. Vaishnaman Natha Shambhu. Of all the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the best. Why? Because he followed all of the Lord's instructions. Even the most difficult instructions to destroy was one of his instructions, and it's not an easy instruction to follow. To the extent, and you have to also preach impersonalism. And Lord Shiva, without any hesitation, he followed the Lord's order. He is such a surrendered soul. He does not care for himself. And which is elucidated in the Srimad Bhagavatam with the pastimes of Brikasur, which Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj spoke to Parikshit. That demon, Brikasur, came to Kailash and was enamored by Parvati's beauty. And he left his... He surrendered to Lord Shiva and thought, how can I capture Parvati? He met with Narad Rishi. You have to perform to attain this goal. You have to attain, please Lord Shiva. Chant Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. And to the extent that he was offering his own head, at that time Lord Shiva appeared. What would you like? Lord Shiva said, he asked for a benediction that whoever I put my palms on their head, they should become ashes. Lord Shiva gave him this blessing. Then he said, let me try first if this benediction works. And he tried to put his palm on the head of the person who gave him the blessing and chased after Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva, he ran to the Lord. The pure devotee does not have any consideration for himself. And this is a speciality of Lord Shiva. So in this way, to save Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, he took a form of a very beautiful brahmachari and persuaded Brikasur that the benediction of Lord Shiva was useless, and put his own palm on his head. Brikasur killed himself. All the great activities were performed by Lord Shiva. And Shankaracharya, in the same way, preached this impersonalism. Why? To bewilder the demons. It was very beautifully written. I was wanting to read. Maybe tomorrow I will. What is a heartfelt position of Shankaracharya? Aham Brahmasmi Pragyana Brahma Sarvam Kalidam Brahma Tattvam Asi. Bhaman Goswami Maharaj Gurudev, he used to speak on this. We will speak tomorrow. What is the essence of Shankaracharya's teachings? My Gurudev in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Amrit Kala section. What is the meaning of Aham Brahmasmi in Vedanta Sutra? What Shankaracharya spoke, what the Vaishnavas have spoken. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also written. Jagat Guru Shankaracharya what bitterness he put on devotion. What the four acharyas of the four sampradayas built a great palace on that, like a mercy palace on these teachings. What I said before? On Sunnivad. It's called impersonalism, Nastikvad. Established a Nirakarvad, impersonalism. Nirakar, Sankaracharya said, Nirakar is the best, but Nirakar, there is no devotion. If you want to meditate on something impersonal, how is it possible? It's not possible. You need a form to meditate on. That is a function of meditation, to meditate on, upon something. You cannot get this from impersonalism. That's why he established Brahma. He showed how to worship Brahma in the first verse, the Vedanta Sutra, Atho Brahma Jigyasa. And it showed the speciality between the two interpretations of this by the Vaishnavas and by the impersonalists. You need to understand Brahma, you have to need to understand four things. One is, you have to be renounced. And to merge into Brahma. You need knowledge of the Shastra. This knowledge destroys ignorance. As in the way that as soon as the sun rises, darkness is dissipated. As soon as the sun rays appear, the fog dissipates. You need knowledge. But in the Vaishnava Shastras, this Athato Brahma Jigyasa, it's interpreted as when this desire in the heart comes to know the Lord, then you surrender unto the bona fide spiritual master. You should tadvidhi pranipatena. This shloka from the Bhagavad Gita, one should surrender unto a self-realized soul, render service unto him, and ask questions from him, and serve that person. If If I first acquire knowledge and renunciation, then I will serve the Lord. This is not the consideration of the Vaishnavas. But the Vaishnavas think that by performing devotion, then knowledge will and renunciation will come. And this Navada Bhakti, meaning the nine processes of devotion, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. One who listens to the pastimes of the Lord, automatically the knowledge comes and renunciation comes. Vasudeva Parabhakti. This will come naturally. Virag renunciation means not having dependence or attachment to the material world, to considerations of material objects. Gyan, knowledge and renunciation are not limbs of devotion. But they help us. But when pure bhakti, pure devotion arises, then this knowledge and renunciation appear spontaneously. And at the same time, we become surrendered to the Lord. And there are six symptoms of this. In this verse, it is explained, Anukulyasya Sankalpa. Accepting those things that are favorable and rejecting those things that are unfavorable. Krishna is my protector. Having this firm faith that Krishna will protect me, and firm faith in this. Guptitve Varanam means he will nourish me. And then I will offer myself completely. And Karpanya means to have humility. These six qualities of surrender. The main one of these six is Guptitve Varanam. He will nourish me. There are two considerations, angik and anga. Angik. Anga. It's described like in a tree. The whole tree is angik, and anga is the leaves and branches separately. The angik, the full tree, is Guptitve Varanam. This understanding that the Lord will nourish me. And so in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, it is verse Moksha Shami Masacha Sarva Dharma Parityaja. Wherever this, the understanding of this verse finishes, then the starting of the Srimad Bhagavatam comes. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is shown how the devotee of the Lord, through love and devotion, in different moods of dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya, neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental and beloved relationships take place. And to the highest Kanta Bhav, there is no end to this relationship. Ka Anta, meaning Ka. Anta means end. Ka means not, no ending. Endless relationship. And the topmost relationship. This mood of the gopis, this conjugal, paramour relationship that they have with Krishna. गोपतृत्व वरणम इज इन द एसेंस ऑफ दिस. सो दिस फिलोसफी दैट शंकराचार्य प्रीच्ड इन दिस वर्ल्ड ही हैज preached. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained in Jaiva Dharma. Sankaracharya, he's known as Prag Udit. Very important personality on whose foundation a devotion was preached further. These four great aphorisms of Shankaracharya we will speak on tomorrow. Our Gurudev Srila Bhaktivinoda Bhava Goswami Maharaj has spoken, you will not find anywhere else. Yeah, I've spoken on this many times. This shloka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinadapi Sunichena, is paralleled in the four aphorisms of Shankaracharya. Manidina. Yeah. And this four parallel aphorisms Gurudev has explained in relation to the shloka Trinadapi Sunichena. Then we will speak tomorrow of this. Prag Udit Acharya, why was he given this title? If we don't understand his considerations, his thoughts, sometimes they say, yes, there's intelligence has been disturbed. And you think that your mind is stable. This is foolish thinking. Our Gurudev used to say these four aphorisms of Sankaracharya: Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi is one. Sarvam Kalidam Brahma Tattvamasi Pragyana Brahmam. These great four aphorisms paralleled in the shloka Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Suvashana. We will speak on this tomorrow. Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Hari Hari Bol. Vancha Kalpa Dribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.